This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by I'll Be In My Bunk. From our / erotica, the title of this post is We All Got Fucking Wet in the Crystal River. Sit back and enjoy the story.
This is not my idea of romantic, Julie sighed as she sipped her coffee. Oh, come on. My husband encouraged, rubbing a hand against her knee in the backseat. It's gonna be great. I knew there was no talking him out of it. He had his determined face on. At 5 in the morning, Starbucks hadn't even been open. We were forced to get coffee from our house as Chris strapped on the canoe. The sun isn't even going to be up for another hour, Julie moaned. So why are we? How about you shut your cute little mouth and drink your coffee? We're here, Chris winked. Cute little mouth isn't getting anywhere near your cock with comments like that, she grumbled, pouring herself out of the car in a sleepy huddle. He'd already begun to unload the canoe on the boat ramp. Being a local was beneficial. We knew the only ramp on Crystal River that wasn't gated during off hours. We'd done this before. We would park where everyone else would hours later and go canoe to watch the sunrise. I was used to it. Julie wasn't. I hopped over to the canoe and left a hand on it along with all our gear as Chris parked. He joined us a moment later. All right, Jules, hop on in, he encouraged, shoving the canoe mostly into the crystal clear water. Hem, she sighed. She carefully maneuvered in front of me. I was in the back. She was in the middle. Chris liked to be in the front. It was a good place to show off. We pushed off, smelling like bug spray, and Julie's doubts manifested in a complaint. You're lucky you rocked my world last night or I'd be so gone right now. Dude, I'm not a, oh my god. She pointed at an alligator floating beside us. She wasn't frightened. It's right there, she whispered. We're out before everyone else crowds the river, Chris declared. We are probably gonna see way more than that. The little gator dipped under the surface, disturbed by our paddling. Julie frowned. Awa, bye, little guy. We paddled out into the bay as the sun began to press up against the membranous horizon. The light was peeking through, like a hatchling. The Earth's giver of light poked through the inky shell of night. The stars began to disappear around it. We'd made a good bit of distance from the shore. Julie reached into the snack bag as we spun about. She pulled out gummy sharks and decapitated one. The fog across the water swirled around us. Julie surprised me. She slipped her tank top over her shoulders and dropped her bra into her lap. She exhaled, feeling relieved. Come on, she smiled. Greet the sun with me. Chris's shirt was off before she finished her sentence. What happens when someone comes? I laughed. The crest of the sun popped into view. It cast long reddish light rays across the fog. Quick, Julie urged, throwing her arms to the sky. Greet the sun, Viola. I rolled my eyes. Why was I unsnapping my bra? I will admit, it was extremely freeing to bare my tits out to nature. I inhaled the fresh woodsy air and exhaled all the stress and exhaustion that had been plaguing me. Okay, you win, Julie giggled. About? I asked. I was talking to Chris, Julie admitted. This is gorgeous. It's spiritual. I'm so glad you talked me into it. Seeing the both of you is indeed a spiritual experience. Chris winked, eyeing Julie and me in the back of the canoe. Pervert, Julie smiled. Awa, she's catching on fast, I muttered, enjoying the warm sunlight on my chest. Julie's voice was disciplinary, but her hands jiggled her tits together for Chris as he fondled them with his eyes. Hey, I waggled a finger at her. You're encouraging him. Can't help it, Julie laughed, turning to me. You both just do something to me. I'd like to do a lot of things to you, Chris mumbled as he started paddling again. He paddled us toward the south. I knew where he was taking us. Where to now? Julie asked. Just taking us to a good spot for breakfast, Chris smirked. I couldn't help giggling. We'd been to this breakfast spot many times. It was totally deserted. We always tended to start with a meal and end with a snack. I helped paddle. Getting fucked in nature was always exciting. The addition of our free spirit meant that the snack would feel more like a main course. As we finished the packed bagels and schmear, we bit into the apples and grapes. The water was refreshing on our throats. It shouldn't have been this hot at 7 in the morning. But paddling was hard work. Julie was a strong rower. I was impressed. She alternated sides in harmony with us. Then again, by the way she responded intuitively while our clothes were off. I shouldn't have been surprised that she worked well while clothed. Of course, the clothes only stayed on a moment longer. She carefully stood up in the canoe and stretched her arms over her head. How deep is that? She asked, pointing to the clear water in the tiny sheltered alcove. 3 feet. I answered in a question. More like 2-ish, Chris added. Julie nodded and dropped her shorts. Her panties followed, leaving the beauty totally nude. She hopped just over the edge, rattling the canoe, and splashed down beside me. Her irresistible body was covered in tiny droplets that shimmered in the morning light. Her nipples hardened right away as she marched to the canoe and sucked one of my tits into her mouth. Whoever gets out first, she muttered in between licks, gets to finish first. I held eye contact with the woman as she worked a hand under my shorts. I moaned with a giggle. Getting fingered from outside a boat was definitely a first. Then, the canoe leaned all the way to one side, dumping Chris into the water with his pants still around his ankles. He almost inverted the small vessel, but I leaned back, keeping it right side up. "Chris, you okay?" I yelled out. He did fall pretty hard. He was laughing as he emerged, but definitely in pain. "Fuck," he laughed. Thought the water would break my fall at least a little bit. Julie waded over to him. "You all right, Chris?" she asked sweetly. She wrapped her arms around him and kissed his chest. I slid my shorts down. "Yeah, just gonna be a bit sore," he laughed. "Poor thing." She purred, massaging his arms and chest. Julie slipped around back and began to massage his shoulders. "Where does it hurt?" I began to circle my clit. I leaned my leg out the canoe. "Lower," he groaned. Her hands wrapped around him and began to fondle his chest as she pressed her soaked tits to his back. It was so hot. I watched his cock harden. "Lower," I whispered as I carefully stood and stepped out of my shorts. She dropped her hand to his cock and giggled. I didn't think she'd expected it to be that hard for her already. She couldn't resist. As I splashed down into the water, she spun about to his front and locked lips with him. His cock dipped in between her thighs and she gasped. I raised an eyebrow as I approached. "You gonna behave?" I asked, Julie beside herself with arousal and worry. "Probably," he laughed, grinding against her soaked folds. I bit my lip and stroked his cock from behind her ass. She purred as my thumb stroked her pussy. "Yeah," I whispered, groping both her tits from behind. "She is pretty hard to control yourself around, isn't she?" I backed off a bit. "Grab her ass," I ordered. Chris didn't even reply. He just slammed his hands to both cheeks and groped her. Julie moaned her cute sexual sigh and I felt myself get even wetter. He kept sliding his dick along her, begging to be inside. Julie wanted it too. The funny thing was, I was pretty sure I'd be alright with it too. A different day. I was still getting used to Julie's presence in our sex lives. It got me hot to watch Chris make out with her. I bent down in the water and licked down her ass. I met Chris's tip on the opposite end of her thighs and opened my mouth wide. Julie was enraptured. She must have felt a bit like Chris had the previous night. We roughly passed her between us. Chris rocked against her pussy. On the inward stroke, I would lean up and lick her slick entrance. On the way back, I'd take Chris's cock. It was a slow, painstaking process that was arousing for me, but mind-blowing for the two of them. I trusted Chris. He was enjoying himself. I dipped a finger into myself and moaned. I wanted to get fucked, but I'd need about a minute. "You two keep going," I winked. "I'm gonna go blow up the float." We called it the SF float. Gracie would sometimes ask, "Why can't I use Mommy's SF float?" I didn't really want to tell her it was because Mommy had been railed on it more times than she could count. It was perfect. There was a low edge at the front where I could rest my hips, but the floating ballasts were positioned so my ass didn't sink into the water. It was like the good people at Intex designed it for that purpose. I doubted it, but I didn't count the possibility out entirely. I looked back as I reached the canoe and blew up the float with our 18V inflator. Chris had his tongue down Julie's throat. He was pummeling against her pussy. She was moaning. He had his hands on her ass, where I'd told him to put them, and was clearly enjoying the tease. I watched one of his middle fingers dip into her pussy and her knees buckled. Why was I fingering myself while I watched? A moment later, I grabbed the purple inflatable and scooted myself back into a lounging position. I refused to believe they didn't know exactly what would happen with this float. There was a hole for your ass when you eased back. It was supposedly for relaxation. I thought it was for sneaky fingering and underwater blowjobs. At least, that's what we used it for. SF float is ready. I called, making a come-hither gesture toward my husband. SF float. Julie asked as he broke away from her and waded toward me. Sex fun float. Chris laughed. Julie passed him. She looked anxious to try something. The float was huge. Chris and I had often laid down on it together. Julie had a slightly different idea in mind. She pressed by my shoulders to make sure she wouldn't sink the saucer like Loveseat. I couldn't help distracting her. I slipped a hand between her legs and curled two fingers inside her damp pussy. She moaned. Chris leaned over on my right to grope her tits. This put his cock in a very interesting position. I felt like the lucky middle of the sandwich. I turned my head and accepted his member like a hungry, hungry harlot. Julie was getting closer to her orgasm. She'd be the first to fall. I could tell her desire from her lusty moans. You want a 69 up here? I asked. Don't worry, SF can take it. It's taken a hell of a lot worse, Chris smiled. Julie was starving for attention from someone's mouth after being forced to feel Chris indirectly for several minutes. She was in a thirsty panic as she tried to figure out how to mount me. Any side she pressed on would dip me underwater. Chris, be a gentleman, I ordered. He came up behind her and swept the girl out of the water. He looked into her eyes. Hey, beautiful, he laughed. Wanna fuck my wife? She looked at him with powerful lust. She pulled herself up to his face and kissed him. She rocked her hips like she'd somehow be able to twist down onto his cock from that position. She was about to explode with desire. Flip over gently, I declared. Chris, keep your hands under her chest and hips. I guided her sexy legs over my mouth, and her knees found the cup holders on either side of my head. She shook, trying to steady herself, then looked over her shoulder at Chris. I did it, she cheered. Good girl, I moaned, sitting up and licking her pussy. She was maybe a minute out. She tried to lick me, but her technique was interrupted by loud, slutty moans. She was long past trying to stifle herself. She was sexually free around us. She was too tired to be anything else. I stroked Chris's dick with my hand. He was loving the sight. Whatever we paid for this thing. He shook his head and groaned at my dexterous grip. It wasn't enough. The SF float was the MVP of the day. It was wide enough to be stable, and at just the perfect height for getting slammed. I couldn't help noticing something. His dick was just in line with her dripping pussy. He didn't ask for it. She was about to come regardless, but I was right there. I could see her sopping wet entrance inches in front of my eyes. I was finger-fucking it. He was playing with her ass. She was trying not to tear holes in the float with her clutching hands as she began to breathe quicker. I did something bad. I broke my mouth away. Please, please. She screamed. I'm so close. Her complaints ceased instantly. She let out a sharp yelp in surprise. She looked over her shoulder and saw Chris right behind her with a similar expression as his tip slid into her soaked pussy. We hadn't talked about this. I just pulled his cock toward her until he got the picture. Promise to finish in me? I asked. Julie held her breath. I could see her thighs trembling as she started to finish on just the tip of my husband's cock. She hadn't felt anything yet. He nodded and gulped. His face said, "You sure this is all right?" I couldn't blame him for the worry. I was breaking my one rule. My action was hardly granting permission all the time. But she deserved to finish hard. She was well on her way. It was then that I realized. I didn't have to wait for my stunned husband to get the picture. We were floating. I wrapped my hands around his ass and pulled as hard as I could. It was almost like me ramming Julie. Our float bubbled as it rushed toward him and his cock buried itself deep within her. His balls slamming against her clit. My husband seemed unsure of when he'd ever get to do it again. He decided to make the most of it, since I'd literally forced the issue. His fingers wrapped under her hips, and he began to fuck her. He pounded into Julie. If there was anyone around for a mile, they heard her screams. I had one more trick up my sleeve. I leaned up and licked her clit as she came. Her legs shook like she was having a seizure. She was moaning like an alley cat. I felt her hot breath against my pussy. She was coming so hard that I was a bit jealous our roles weren't reversed. Then, I remembered, they could be in a few minutes. Her entire body quivered as she collapsed atop me. She wasn't even a person anymore. She was human jello. She wobbled like a washed-up jellyfish. She sucked up drool that had run out her open mouth. It was like she was coming down from a sexual high brought about by my husband, and I Chris slid his dick out slowly. And I watched her widened entrance shrink back to its tiny and tight usual size. A line of moisture followed him. Did you finish? I asked with a chuckle but was a bit frustrated. That was the one thing I'd asked him not to do. Oh, no, definitely not. He shook his head. Why? I leaned up to taste it. Julie screamed as my tongue met her. I sucked the questionable liquid into my mouth. It was her. I'd never seen a woman produce that much. Then, the kinkiness of what I'd just done hit me. I thought I'd taste my husband's precum. Instead, I tasted Julie's excess fluids. I swallowed. Who the fuck was I becoming? Julie was borderline crying with joy when she seemed to rejoin the land of the living. Thank you. She kissed my thigh. Oh my god, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, fuck. You didn't have to let him. You're so welcome. And I know, Jules, I laughed. I didn't let him do anything. I think he was almost as surprised as you. Probably more, Chris whispered, looking down at his dick as though it had visited a foreign land without a passport. Well, you can both relax. I smiled. I did it. That's not to say I'm okay with. I screamed as Chris spun the float forcefully. We sent little waves out into the crystal clear water as Julie and I held on for dear life. Love you, Jules, but get off so I can fuck my wife right. The hell? Now, Chris ordered. Julie giggled and scooted past my face, easing her legs into the water. Goosebumps rose across her tight body as she passed me. I held onto one of her tits as it passed my lips and I sucked it into my mouth. Chris jumped up onto the float, and my legs dipped into the water. I shivered for both reasons. I opened my mouth in pleasant surprise as his Julie-soaked dick found my pussy. I should have been grossed out, but it was so goddamn smooth. It felt like an alien tentacle pushing its way inside me. Maybe I'd just watched too much hentai with Chris. Holy shit, does that man know how to fuck? Usually when we're both that turned on, it starts to feel like nothing at all. But this time was different. My husband's dick was wet from Julie. I'd done this. It was almost like her fucking me. How was I supposed to tell Chris that I wanted the both of them to fuck me? How does a wife say, "Hey, I love your cock, but I really want to be railed in both holes if that's cool"? I suppose letting him fuck Julie was a good first step toward getting my ultimate fantasy. "You like her pussy?" I whispered as he pounded as deep as he could. "You like when I watch, fuck, Vi?" He groaned, reaching a finger around to my ass as Julie sucked my tits and offered her own to my mouth. "You like her," I moaned. "Tight little pussy." "Okay, stop," he laughed, fighting himself. "You don't want me to talk about how you forced her wide open," I whispered in his ear. "Should I not say how you left her dripping wet?" "Babe, stop," Chris grunted. "I shouldn't," I moaned higher. "Tell you that I licked her clean. Holy shit, I'm gonna come, babe," he groaned, trying to get the leverage to pull out. This effort was stymied as I wrapped my legs around his ass and laughed. "Don't you dare," I giggled. I wanted deep inside me. "But," he cried out, resting his hands against my chest as he forced himself as deep as he could go. One found its way to my neck. I didn't stop him. I held his gaze. "Come," I breathed as he applied a slight bit of pressure. "Fuck me, Dad, did he come?" I have felt Chris twitch inside me before. That's definitely normal, but I've never actually felt him spurt. I didn't ever feel the wetness within me. I never really had with anyone. Loads just aren't that huge, in general. Apparently, the secret was just to let Chris fuck Julie first. He roared out as he exploded within me. I laughed and moaned as I felt its warmth spread inside me. It was a new experience. It found every nook and cranny of my pussy and embraced me with its warmth. Chris rested his head against my milky tits like pillows. "You like that, babe?" I grinned. "You are such a—" He couldn't even think. "You're fucking, wow." I was looking at Julie. She looked down at his dick. I knew what she wanted to do. "The little freak. You wanna eat me out?" I breathed into her ear. Julie looked at me as though I'd just revealed she was the ghost the whole time in a Scooby-Doo mystery. She was ashamed. She blushed. "Nothing to be embarrassed about, beautiful." I smiled. "If you don't want to, I completely—" "Yes," she interrupted me, moving around the float. "Fuck, yes, yes." It was the same look Chris had given me when I found out that he liked his ass licked. It was this thing he'd secretly wanted for years, but had been far too ashamed to ask any sexual partners about. So Julie liked eating jizz. Who cares? If it made her happy, I was more than pleased to get licked to orgasm. I'd usually only be fingered if Chris came first. His jaw hung open as Julie almost threw him off me. Before she climbed on, feeling more secure since we knew her fetish, she sucked off his dick. "Oh, holy shit." Chris laughed and groaned. He finally figured out exactly what Julie was after. She popped him out and licked her lips. He just kept smiling as she dove between my legs. I felt Julie suck my pussy into her mouth and rolled my eyes back. "Yes," I dragged my word out. "Right there, babe." I didn't realize how turned on I was. It was a very different sensation than when Chris went down on me. He sometimes sucked my clit, but she was trying to extract every ounce of fluid from me. When she went down to my flooded entrance, she'd keep working my clit with her thumb. When she'd come back up, her fingers would fill the void in my pussy. Julie wasn't a replacement for good dick, but she was a damn good supplement. I started to finish just as Chris reached my lips. He kissed me, massaging my tongue with his own. My lover squeezed my nipple and massaged my breasts just how I like to be touched. "I love you," I breathed an inch from his mouth. I looked up at his face. We were on a new journey together. I was so happy to be doing it with him. "Love you too, babe," he smiled, pressing his lips back to mine. We kissed, and I broke away as Julie stopped when I was mere inches from my orgasm. "Why do you?" I paused. She looked up, her face soaked, and held up her three middle fingers of her right hand along with the two middle ones of her left. She lowered back down between my legs. My heart began to race. That was more than I was used to. I gasped as she slipped her right into my pussy, followed quickly by her left into my ass. "Holy shit," I gasped. "Take it slow." She broke away momentarily to calm. How did she know what I wanted? My deepest, darkest fantasy. I guess if I ever hoped to be fucked like this, I'd have to learn to take more than a few fingers. Fucking hell, that woman was magic. She knew just how to do it. She pumped in and out in alternating strokes. I felt every inch. I cried out. I felt Chris suck a nipple into his mouth. I finished almost instantly. I crashed through my orgasm like a sloppy, sexy comet. I kept moaning and crying out Chris and Julie's names, usually followed by a string of hardly sensical profanity. How was Julie so sweet and funny while out in public, and such a tigress when it came to sex? She wasn't retreating as I finished. She wanted me to know what I'd agreed to. Her fingers were still inside me, barely moving, just nursing my aftershocks like the kind lover she was. When she finally did pull out, she looked in my eyes, mouth covered by my juices and Chris's, and smiled. She ducked below the water and thrashed her head about. Then, she resurfaced. "You two are amazing," she smiled. "But I have to say, the real MVP today is Vi." It was the first time she'd called me Vi. I smirked. I've only ever told a couple guys that I like to swallow everything. One understood, but the other thought it was fucking gross. He didn't want to think about me doing it with other guys. Though, he didn't seem to mind when I swallowed out in public. Neither one I told ever invited me to do it. Never any women, for sure. "Well, like you said, we care for you, Jules," I smiled, feeling so satisfied with our life choices. "But it is gross," Julie admitted, "and not only did you understand, you asked me to do it. I hadn't even told you. How did you know?" "In the car, when you cleaned me up," I answered. "A woman only does that if she either really wants to impress her date or likes it. You were very thorough. I could tell it was your thing." She looked Chris in the eyes and said something she clearly wanted to say to a lover for quite some time. "You both taste fucking amazing. But Chris, I would swallow you all day, every day." "Oh, mercy," I shook my head. "You're gonna give my husband a heart attack." He stammered. "I don't even know what to say. No woman has ever said that. Ever. You broke him, Jules," I sighed. "But it's, wow. It's, holy shit. Feel free to suck me whenever you want. It's never an inconvenience." Julie giggled and nodded. "Christ," I shook my head. "Remember you have a wife." He pulled me off the float and I laughed. I screamed as my lower half entered the water after baking in the sun for a half hour. He kissed me again. He lifted me into his arms, and I locked my legs around his waist. He planted both hands under my ass and thighs. He spoke directly to me. "Julie is ours." He paused and looked over his shoulder. "Right, Jules." "Totally," she smirked. "But you," he turned back to me, "you're mine. I'm not loaning you out to her. There is never, and will never be, a time when I don't love you. You brought the three of us together, and if you're ever uncomfortable—" "I'm not," I smiled, kissing him back. "I just don't want you to forget who you had first, even when she's giving all that to you." "Seriously, Vi?" Julie smiled up at me. "You two are like my dream dates, both of you. As a unit, Chris is great, but he's nothing without you. You're amazing, but I love Chris's raw power. I'm dating you and Chris, but if you're feeling neglected, then no." I shook my head. My doubts had been erased, or at least mostly tamped down. Those two sure knew how to make a girl feel special. "Though I do have a question. How do you feel about babysitting?" "What?" Her voice was incredulous. "Well, think about it," I explained, slipping down from Chris's arms. "If a younger, sexy, fucking delicious. Brazilian woman comes to our house twice a week. Holy shit, really? Chris sounded ecstatic. People will start to talk, but if we were to hire a beautiful nanny, no one would bat an eye. They might think Chris is fucking me. She laughed. Would they be wrong? I smiled. She shrugged and nodded. Anyway, you could be over as often as you like. I smiled. And as soon as the kids go to bed, we get to fuck her. Chris was wide-eyed like a child at the end of a Christmas movie. Chris. Julie slapped his stomach. Just because it happened once, doesn't mean it gets to every time. Julie was good. For someone who was so often bad, she had a pure heart. It's easy to tell when another woman offers something and doesn't mean it. Like offering the last piece of cake when we really want it. Julie wasn't doing that. She was hungry for Chris, sure enough. But she was perfectly willing to work at my comfort level. Well, it's definitely going to happen again, I assured, patting her chest. But I want to give the go-ahead before you do it. Fair. Fair. She smiled back. Oh my god, are you serious? Chris whooped and picked me up for a kiss again. Yo, world. I got the best wife ever. The reason I mentioned babysitting, I struggled to speak as I was strangled by my boa constrictor of a husband, is because I have an idea for the both of us and Chris next week. You mean my birthday? Chris lit up. Yeah, I nodded, sliding down for the second time. We can't do it on the day of. Gracie is gonna be running around like crazy, and I don't wanna take that from her. But, Chris repeated in a question. I was thinking we could do a little something that week. I've got a filthy idea. Chris pulled the canoe to the shore so we could climb in. He stamped a foot up onto the roots and stood proudly. Well, he began, squeezing my ass as I climbed up. This sounds like a gift I can't wait to unwrap.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.